All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome back for another deep dive with me.
And me?
You ready for today's story?
Oh, absolutely. What are we diving into today?
Today's story is called Schoolyard Superheroes.
Ooh, that sounds fun.
It is super fun. It's about some everyday kids who become heroes just by being kind and brave to each other.
I love that, and I think this will be a really good story for our younger listeners.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyone really who loves tales of kindness and bravery.
Exactly. So to start off, our story focuses on these three friends,
Okay.
Larry, Kit, and James.
Right.
And these three friends, well, they love superheroes. I mean, who doesn't?
Right.
Every day at recess, they pretend to be their favorite superheroes.
Awesome.
They're running around, they're imagining they have superpowers, and they're having a
I
blast.
can just picture it.
Yeah.
That's great.
But one day, something happens that changes their recess routine.
Oh, what happened?
They see a younger boy sitting alone. And he looks really sad. His name is Max.
Oh, okay.
And they decide to go over and talk to him.
Good for them. It's always good to check in on someone who seems down.
Right. And so they ask Max what's wrong. And he tells them that some older kids were teasing him
Oh no.
because he wears glasses.
That's awful. It's never okay to tease someone for something like that.
You're exactly right.
We.
Wearing glasses is something to be proud of, it helps you see the world better.
Yeah.
So, Larry, Kit, and James. They know they need to do something to help Max.
I'm glad they want to help.
Me too. They're good friends.
Yeah.
And so Kit comes up with a really cool idea.
What is it?
They should start a superhero club.
A superhero club. That's a great idea.
Right. And so they decide to call themselves the Schoolyard Superheroes.
I love it.
And they each pick a special superhero name.
Ooh, what are their names?
Larry, who's always super confident, decides to call himself Captain Confidence.
That's perfect for him.
I know. And Kit, who's always protecting others, decides to be the shield.
Makes sense. Yeah.
And James, who's always smiling and making people happy, well, he becomes Super Smile.
Ah, super smile. I bet he brightens everyone's day.
He does. And together they come up with a super important mission.
What's their mission?
Protect the schoolyard, spread kindness, and stop bullying.
Now that's a mission I can get behind.
Me too.
Yeah.
So from that day on, the schoolyard superheroes spring into action at every recess.
That's awesome. What kind of things do they do?
Will Super Smile? He makes sure to invite kids who are playing alone to join in the fun.
That's so thoughtful.
And the shield keeps a watchful eye out, making sure everyone is being treated fairly. And if there's an argument, he steps in to help solve the problem peacefully.
It's great that he's there to help mediate.
Yeah. And Captain Confidence, well, he's always there to cheer everyone on and help them feel brave.
I love it. It sounds like they're really making a difference in the schoolyard.
They are. And guess what?
Either.
Kids start to notice what they're doing, and they want to join the club too.
Of course. Who wouldn't want to be a schoolyard superhero?
Right. So pretty soon the club has all sorts of new members like Kindness Kid and Helper Hero.
I love those names.
And even Max joins the club
Oh, that's great.
as the Mighty Glasses.
The Mighty Glasses. That's a fantastic superhero
And
name.
with all these new members, the schoolyard really starts to change.
How so?
There's less bullying, more kids playing together, and everyone is just nicer to each other.
That's amazing. It shows that when we work together and show kindness, we can make a big difference.
Exactly. And you know what else?
What?
Even their teacher, Mrs. Lutz, notices the change.
Really?
She tells the schoolyard superheroes how proud she is of them for making the schoolyard a happier and safer place for everyone.
It's great that their teacher recognized their efforts.
Yeah, it is. So, what do you think about this story?
I think it's a wonderful story that reminds us that you don't need superpowers to be a superhero,
Right.
just a kind heart and a willingness to help others.
And I think it's a story that can inspire all of us to be schoolyard superheroes in our own lives.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Even small acts of kindness can make a big difference.
So, listeners, what kind of superhero would you be?
Yeah, and what would your superhero name be?
And what amazing things would you do to make the world a better place?
Think about it, and maybe you can even start your own schoolyard superheroes club at your school.
It's a great idea. Thanks for joining us for another deep dive.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.